You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sad news. They always talk about, you know, celebrity deaths coming in threes, and we lost three musicians over the weekend. Jimmy Buffett passed away of an aggressive, rare form of skin cancer, is what they're saying.
Ooh, horrible.
76 years old.
Man.
And obviously all sorts of tributes all over social media, and rightly so. The guy was just an icon and quite a brand that he's built over the last, five decades. Is that sad news?
Yeah.
Gary Wright, most famous for his song Dreamweaver, which had a rebirth in the 1990s thanks to Wayne's World. He also passed away this weekend, suffered from Parkinson's and dementia. And then founder and lead singer of Smash Mouth, Steve Harwell, passed away.
That's the one that got me. I was like,
dang.
Oh, man, that was some
liver failure.
Songs in my high school. Yeah, liver failure. Poor guy had some demons, man. Obviously,
that's
some substance abuse issues. And I know he had a son that passed away and everything, too. And it's horrible. You got to play Can't Get Enough of You, Baby. That's the one.
Is that the one you want?
That's the one from 1998 smash hit Can't Hardly Wait with Jennifer Love Hewitt. That's
okay,
the one.
Yeah. I will play it for you after the trending report.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. What else is going on? How about those CU Buffs?
Yeah.
I actually watched the fourth quarter of that game. I had checked on my phone. I was just checking sports scores on Saturday. CU Buffs, you know, only won one game last year, and all the other games they lost by an average of 29 points. I mean, they got the crap kicked out of them last year. So Coach Deion Sanders comes in, completely rechanges the roster, and they went down to play the TCU Horned Frogs, who were the national champion runners-up last year.
Hey.
So everyone's like, TCU is going to slaughter the Buffs. Buffs won. That's
cool. That's awesome.
It's exciting in the world of sports. I'll tell you what, Colorado and the Denver-Boulder area has had a lot of cool sports stuff over the last few years between the Avs, the Nuggets, and now it looks like the and the Mammoth winning
Mammoths
a championship.
Are huge. And absolutely. Well, how about those Rockies too?
They had another blown game yesterday. I put it on the list. It was number 22 for the year. Anyway, so now CU's home. They're going to play the dreaded Nebraska Cornhuskers at Folsom Field this weekend. So that'll be exciting. Burning Man.
What a disaster that is, huh?
It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
It is.
I don't even really understand
messy.
The whole Burning Man thing, except it's a place to go and be seen and say you were there. So it's a hipster thing.
Yeah,
right?
It's turned into quite the spectacle, quite the event. And I saw some, who was it? I didn't put it down. It was like Chris Rock and somebody else was trying to hitchhike out of there. And
mm-hmm.
But you know what? The pictures I'm seeing, it's such a hippy-dippy, you know, high on ecstasy type of event. Everyone still seemed in a pretty decent mood, despite having to poop in buckets. I think there's still a lot of smiling faces. They were making the most of it.
I don't know. It was a nightmare. Top movies this weekend, The Equalizer 3, the Denzel Washington movie, was number one. Number two, Barbie again.
Really? Still?
Still, it is now officially, after this Labor Day weekend, it is officially the biggest movie of the year, $1.36 billion. It surpassed the Super Mario Brothers movie. So
good for them.
My God.
Jeez.
Our First Lady, Jill Biden, has tested positive for COVID. They say the symptoms are mild. So
okay.
That's not good. And then, interesting story. I've never really believed in this opposites attract thing. I think... in relationships, opposites can attract. I think it's more difficult for them to stay together for long term. The whole idea of opposites attract, according to some, you know, specialists, is that the opposite is filling a need in you that you don't have, and that's why we kind of mesh together and fit together like little puzzle pieces. But when you don't have a lot in common, they say it's harder to stay together. Well, now there's been a big study, and Jeremy, when I say big study, they're talking 80,000 couples.
Whoa,
that
is a big study.
Pretty good database right there.
Yep, sure is.
And after studying those 80,000 couples, they found that really the whole opposites attract thing is a myth. because of all these couples, they said more they agree on more than 80% of stuff, whether it comes to their lifestyle, their values, their habits, all of that. And they only were substantially different 3% of the time.
Okay. Yeah,
so you
seems
can forget the opposites attract.
Where did that come from? Is that in some sort of goofy, you know, book or something that, you know?
That's a great question. I do know that Paula Abdul had the big hit record in the 80s and the big hit video with it. I think it might have even won Video of the Year. It's probably one of those songs you were calling me at Y108.
Could have been.
Hi, can you play Paula Abdul?
Excuse me, Mr. Testa.
Yeah. I would play it, but we're too busy playing Smash Mouth.
Yeah, it's probably better.
It's
probably better.
So anyway, there's that.
Your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
Well, it looks like the Broncos are playing on Sunday, right? Against Las Vegas Raiders. Well, this is kind of cool. Today is something called Paint the Town Orange Day. And what's going on is the team, the Broncos team, is giving away free orange Bronco head chalk stencils from 6:30 to 10 a.m. this morning at Lot C at Empower Field. It sounds like a big plastic stencil that's a Broncos head, and you just, you know, put it all over your driveway if you want. There's also the first 500 fans are going to get a free This Is Broncos Country yard sign. Did you ever put that in your yard, Dom? That's going to be inside the team store. They're giving away car wash coupons, air fresheners, and a bunch of other stuff. So they're just kind of getting the fans pumped for the beginning of the season. So,
well, that's nice.
That's a nice little thing today. So that's going on until supplies last at Lot C Maha Stadium.
What's your prediction for the game this Sunday, Jim?
The Broncos will win by 14.
Okay,
wow. How about that?
Quite a
prediction. How about that? Okay, so check this out. It's the hot new trend in making a little extra side cash. It's called hot bedding. So, instead of renting out a room at your place or just renting out your entire place, the new trend is just renting out the other side of your bed. And I guess this started popping during COVID when people were losing jobs and stuff, trying to figure out different ways to make money. There's one woman that they were documenting on this story that is making like $700-$800 a month by just being able to detach emotionally and sleep next to another person in a completely respectful and a non-strings-attached manner, is her quote.
Hell, I've done it for years.
No. You weren't making any money off it, though. It's probably costing you money. Anyway, this is the hot new thing. They say you pretty much have to just go into this with terms. You have to be very clear on the terms of the betting situation. But, of course, everyone online is freaking out. They're like, yeah, there could be terms, but this could turn really bad really quick. So it's kind of one of those things. It's like, do at your own risk. But anyway, now you're hip to what hot betting is.
Nobody's doing this other than that one person.
I don't know. I feel like there was a bunch of views and comments and stuff on TikTok and Reddit about
really?
This. Like, this is a thing, man, in our world right now. And I will also transition to this story.
Hey, can I go back a second?
Yeah.
So, for one night, do they say what the one night fee is?
Oh, I didn't see. I guess you could just set your own price depending
on
the quality
of
your bed.
Is.
I mean, $100 tonight, maybe?
$100 to share a bed?
Depends on how good looking you
are. You can't even get $5 for your stupid house sign.
I know. Well, it's going to depend on how you look, how comfortable your bed is, what kind of, you know, you got to market your bed, I would imagine. Market your down comforter, your high quality Costco pillows.
I can't see anybody paying more than $20 for that.
I guess if you do it every night, then I guess. I don't know, man. This is something I would never, ever, ever in 1,000 years do. So strange, but somebody's doing it. And on the heels of that story, I do have to tell you this because I feel like it's a natural transition. The World Health Organization says that super gonorrhea is on the rise and could be deadly, Dom.
Oh, my.
He said something like 82 million new cases of this super gonorrhea are reported.
What makes it
around
super
the world?
Gonorrhea?
It's like resistant to medications. So once you get it, which, side note, I don't even know what it is. I think
like
it burns when you pee a little bit, but yeah, anyway, it's resistant to medications and yada, yada, yada.
Didn't you watch the films in junior high school?
Yeah, but there's so many STDs, it's hard to keep track of which one does what, honestly. I really would have to look up what the old gonorrhea does to you. Here we go. September.
Go ahead. I want you to put that on your work search history.
No, sir. The story.
Jeremy is searching gonorrhea.
Jeremy, do we need to talk to you?
You know what, the word, though? So Gretchen used to always laugh about names that would be beautiful names for girls if they didn't mean what they meant. And she once referenced gonorrhea. She goes, if that wasn't what that was, it would be a beautiful name for a girl. This is my daughter, gonorrhea.
Oh, that
but
is
probably
kind of cute,
pronounced gonorrhea.
Yeah. Call her Gonnie for short. Or Rhea. Rhea, how cute, right? So the calendar just hit September, and we're, you know, a few months away from Christmas, but I guess there's a large segment of the population already listening to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. It racked up over 300,000 streams on Spotify as soon as September 1st hit, believe it or not. They say it's the Filipinos. They tend to celebrate Christmas. They rush the season, and they essentially start September 1st celebrating the Christmas season. And boom, Mariah Carey is slowly thawing out now. They say it happens every year, starting with the Filipinos, and then it just gradually starts escalating, and Mariah Carey starts making some of that Christmas bank every year.
I wonder why Christmas is such a four-month-long tradition in the Philippines.
I don't know. If you're Filipino, call us now.
Tell us why.
A Delta flight from Atlanta to Barcelona had to turn around on Friday due to a, quote, biohazard issue. I guess I feel so bad for this person, Dom. They had diarrhea, and I guess it wasn't contained to the bathroom, and it somehow was all up and down the plane and in the aisle. And the pilot had to get on and say, hey, we got a biohazard issue. We need to come back to the airport. Don't you feel for that person?
Very much.
That's
so.
Got to be so freaking embarrassing, but hilarious at the same time.
What can they do?
What can you do, right?
Don't you want to know where they ate like about 12 hours before that?
Yes. Yeah. What was going on there? God. I'll give you one more story here. Then
you know,
we'll do
I'm
some
in
clickbait.
The Atlanta airport quite a bit. I'm wondering if it was something that they ate there.
I don't know. They probably dumped her back off in Atlanta, though. And if it's contagious, you better watch out, buddy.
I'm gonna be in the airport this weekend, in fact.
Uh-oh,
so
be careful. Wash your hands.
I'm bringing a sandwich, I'll
tell
you that.
Wash your hands. There's a woman in the UK who was out riding ponies with her niece, and she was stung more than 60 times by a bunch of bees. I guess a beekeeper removed some honey from a hive that they were passing by, and it caused the bees to become more aggressive. Just started stinging the hell out of everybody, including the horses, which it sounds like the horse dropped to the ground. Anyway, the big takeaway from this story is the woman that was stung and had to go to the hospital. Her name was Caroline Honeycomb. Caroline Honeycomb.
Clickbait.
She wasn't Caroline Lion Tamer or anything like that. Could have been much, much worse. A couple pets you need to check out on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's a picture of a dog that snuck into a Metallica show and sat there and watched the entire show from a chair. It was pretty funny. And you got to check out this 9-year-old cat named Barney, who was finally adopted from a shelter in Iowa after spending his entire life waiting for his forever home. And he's the cutest little cat.
He's a cute little animal,
yeah. Yeah, so dog and cat lovers, you can find that as our clickbait today on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.